It is truly a pleasure to be here in Maryland today. But before we get started, I want to take a moment to say that our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Boston. My husband continues to monitor the situation, and he has directed the full resources of the federal government to assist state and local authorities as they investigate this horrific act. And what happened on Monday was a reminder that in times of crisis, here in America, we respond with courage and grit and selflessness. That's exactly what we saw from the people of Boston and from all those who rushed to aid the victims, especially the police officers and firefighters, the first responders, and our men and women in uniform. And that is the spirit of Boston, but it is also the spirit of this country. And in many ways, that's the spirit of service and sacrifice that we are here to honor today.